A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. As the disciples were gathering in Galilee, Jesus said to them, "The Son of Man is going to be betrayed into human hands, and they will kill him, and on the third day he will be raised." And they were greatly distressed. When they reached Capernaum, the collectors of the temple tax came to Peter and said, "Does your teacher not pay the temple tax?" Peter said, "Yes, he does." And when he came home, Jesus spoke of it first, asking, "What do you think, Simon? From whom do the kings of the earth take toll or tribute? From their children or from others?" When Peter said, "From others," Jesus said to him, "Then the children are free. However, so that we do not give offense to them, go to the sea and cast a hook. Take the first fish that comes up, and when you open its mouth, you will find a coin. Take that and give it to them for you and me." The Gospel of the Lord. Why do we have this rather odd miracle? Well, Peter has just heard that Jesus is going to be killed, handed over to others, and he's all upset. And then somebody challenges him about the temple tax. And he says, "Of course my master pays that. But of course, he must not have paid it yet." Because he gets back, and Jesus doesn't even let him speak, apparently knows what has transpired, and takes care of the situation with him. "We don't really owe the tax, but so you don't worry about it. Here, a miraculous tax. Go pay it." Why? One reason, I think, is that Jesus didn't want Peter to get distracted. There are more important things going on here than the temple officials might be upset about not getting their tax. He's going to die, after all. There are things that need to get done and other things that are simply distractions from that. And how often are we that way? We get distracted by so many things, and it isn't just don't sweat the small stuff. The point is, by getting distracted by the small stuff, we can't pay attention to the important stuff. That's really what this is about, to get us to pay attention to what we should pay attention to. And God will take care of the small stuff for us. It'll pass. Today we can look at our own lives and see, are we doing the important things? Here in the United States, we're in the middle of the election season. And I can tell you, most of the election rhetoric is the small stuff. We're not attending to the important issues of the day. If this election is important, it shouldn't come down to personality. But that's what it turns into. Distractions, keeping us from tackling the big issues. And our world needs big issues. And as Dominicans, the world needs us to preach the good news, not some other little issue. Let's do that today.